check, check. All right. Hey, what's up, folks? It is a time again for, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I just did like 11 hours of podcasting today. I'm just finishing up my podcast with Carl for Who Are These Podcasts? And, you know, that's it. It's like this is the last thing that I'm really doing podcast-wise for the next day or so. So I don't know. I'm getting ready for the hockey game tonight for the Griffins. COVID super spreader night at the rink. So there you go. Okay. I've got a preview of the Lost Zane recordings. My time from WBBL. I'm looking at the show notes of this, and I don't recall this event happening, but it says, first of all, it says, Doan misguided yelling on Twitter again. Pellerito wrote these notes out. Fundraiser last night. Eric forgot he was the announcer for it with Terry DeBoer from Wood TV 8 and showed up late in poverty clothes. Oh, I do not remember that. I love the fact that, I'm really lucky because Pellerito, I think he listens to each one of these episodes and then writes the show notes out for me. My God, you are absolutely a saint. I love you so much. Okay. So anyway, check out the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Eric Zane, all one word. Okay. That's it. Enjoy this. Here you go. All right. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show. Show number 109. We are in the MapesDeath.com bankruptcy studios. Weather today, a little warmer, high of around 79. See some clouds, see some sun. And still waiting to see this so-called rain this week. It says we might see some rain tomorrow on a high of 76. It's 54 outside right now. Oh my gosh, so much to get into today. I feel a little like if I delay talking about some things, I'll miss the boat on it, and then I'm like, well, but yeah, but don't shoot your wad, as they say, early, because listenership is historically lower from 6 to 7, and then 7 to 8, and then 8 to 9. I don't know. So we kind of put the big hitters a little bit further into the show. And I honestly believe locally that there are some real misunderstandings taking place that are causing people to pile on from one story to another when there's really, I don't think, a real connection. I know it's very vague, but I don't want to get into it right now, so I'm doing that by design. Welcome in, Julius. How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Good to see you. As Tyler is getting set and setting up, I just had Tyler make copies, so he's running around giving us copies of the show plan and things that we're talking about today, so he's getting set. But Tyler invited me to go to the high school football game with him, Julius.
Oh, good. Are you guys going to paint your stomachs?
Nope. But I did agree to go.
What you guys should do, your stomach might not be big enough. Tyler's definitely is, but Harambe? Just have you two make a Harambe?
Right.
On your stomach?
So what I...
Harambe.
So what I...
That might be bad.
Would he write the first four letters of Harambe on his belly, and then I would write the rest on my belly?
He could probably five him on there, but...
I think his name might be more than five, but I'm not sure. But it doesn't matter. Yeah. So Tyler says to me, hey, do you want to go to the Hudsonville-Granville football? It's at Hudsonville, isn't it, Tyler? Tyler, by the way, welcome in. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are
all
you?
All right. Have you calmed down from last night? You were typing in all caps and shouting on the internet again. It's a terrible habit of yours.
It is.
I honestly think that you missed the boat on this discussion, and I can't wait to get it. I think you actually somehow managed, you and anyone else, managed to miss the point.
Well, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. It's just
he hasn't said anything yet.
I wouldn't do that.
I was referencing that you were yelling on the internet, and I swear to God, I think that a lot of people are simply missing the point here and combining stories. I think the timing of Trump flag, Betsy Ross flag, and this news story, but somehow
I see you two were having an interaction on Facebook. That's funny.
Yeah.
No, I read it. Like, oh, my no, God. You're missing the point.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Completely. So Tyler says, Hudsonville, Granville, do you want to go with me? And I'm like, well, yeah. You know, I've been meaning to go to a Hudsonville football game for a long time, and I have friends at both schools. So I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. And both teams are 3-0, Julius. I don't know if you know that. Both teams are 3-0. And go ahead, mock all you want, but this is a key matchup. So,
Big state championship prospects for both teams.
Nope. But who's
their star player? Who's their five-star talent?
No clue whatsoever. And I don't base it on that, Julius. I go because first of all, I'm hanging out with Tyler. First and foremost, that's fun. Second of all, unlike you, as we've discovered, or I should say, discussed before, there is just a sense of community in these things, and it's enjoyable to get out. And I sound like an old man, don't I?
It's
the more I talk,
the community,
the deeper the hole is going to get, is it not? I can't shake this. And anyway, I'm not going to convince you why. It's like I'm talking to a wall.
Exactly. The community is great. So I've seen some of the people in this said community post on Facebook. I'm going to stay as far away.
Oh, come on. That's a low blow. Boo.
Is it?
Yes. Of course it is. The actions of one or two does not speak 100? For an entire community.
I look at M Live comments. That's this community.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap. Okay, you can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock. So I was out last night, and this was my evening, because as we had talked about, you would have thought I would have been aware of this, but at 6:30 last night was when I was planning on being at the event at Fairhaven Church in our neck of the woods on the west side for that fundraiser for the 5-year-old Tommy Ruddy, who has that inoperable brain tumor. So we're going to do this thing, and I had I walked in about 6:50, maybe 7. And it starts at 6:30. I thought, oh, no big deal. We're going to go in, drop a little cash in the box, eat some food, say hi if anybody wants to, and then leave. Maybe bid on a silent auction item, and we're out of there. So I walk in, and I ran into one of the people who I'd been in touch with the event. And she goes, okay, if you're all ready to start announcing, we've been waiting on you.
Oh.
And I go, yeah, of course. Of course, I screwed up. I was late.
Traffic was terrible. You know, you live around the corner.
And she says, Terry DeBoer is up there right now. Now, what had happened was...
They needed a filler.
What had happened was they...
Calling Terry DeBoer a filler.
I am not. And the new thing for Julius to do is he gets more and more comfortable with me is to put words in my mouth. So please ignore those moments.
I don't know who Terry DeBoer is.
See, so, God dang it, you're impossible. It's like running uphill with a strong wind in my face. Okay, so I'm like, all right. Apparently, I had committed to doing this and volunteered this and then forgot, despite the fact that we've been promoting it for days and days and days. I'm like, oh, my God, this is terrible. And Terry's up there, and she's, of course,
doing her best
from Wood TV 8, and she was doing, well, terrific. Of course, she's a pro. And then, the responsibilities are not a lot. You basically just go up there, hey, thanks to Brands. Thanks to Fairhaven Church. Thanks to the volunteers. Bid on the Jim Harbaugh helmet. Bid on the Mark D'Antonio football. We're raising money. You know, things like that. I completely dropped the ball. The one, I completely committed to this, forgot that I committed to it, and then arrived late wearing jeans and a t-shirt, standing there next to Terry DeBoer, who looks as terrific as she always does on television. And by the way, she's one of these people who, being in TV, and I actually talked with her about this, she brought it up. In TV, the second that you're, that you look old or look, you know, no longer like you're young, that's also old, you're fired. That's how it is.
You'd be real SOL.
Yes. I'm looking at her and I'm doing the math in my head and I'm thinking, okay, 38, 39 tops, and a young looking 38 or 39. When I'm looking right at her face and I go, but that can't be, because she had told me that she's got kids who are married and in graduate school, and I'm doing the math.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what the hell? How is this possible? And then, so.
She's actually 60. She looks really young.
She isn't. I'm not going to say her age, but she talked about that. And I'm like, well, my gosh, you have really put it together. This is awesome. And so she's doing a cleanse.
Nice.
I thought she was on age management because she's doing something else. But man, terrific! I couldn't believe how young she looked, and I completely had me fooled. If she would have said she's 39, I said, "Oh, cool! Wow, you got your start! Wow, you were like 15 when you got started in TV. So cool!"
And kids, apparently.
And kids. So ended up doing the thing. Met a lot of people. They raised a ton of money, and it was all good. But I swear. And then I walked in, and then I thought I was going to be able to eat, but now I'm like out in front, and I didn't want to eat because
it's you missed the boat on that one. You showed up like an hour and a half late.
It wasn't an hour and a half. It was, like I said, 20 minutes, but okay.
Well, when it's for charity, it seems like an hour and a half.
I decide to go eat. First piece of pizza I grab, one bite, dropped it on the floor. Come on. Yeah. So there you go. It was still a good time, but just so lots of plans in the West Side. Football game with Tyler. Julius won't be there.
Nope.
Charity event last night. Charity events this weekend, and there you go. Now later on in the show, we've got a lot of things planned for you. First of all, I'm going in reverse, you know, like starting at the latest point of the show and working our way backwards. Gravy and Rachel from Hot FM will be joining us. Now I approached them. I said, "Hey, we have to come on your show too at some point, because, you know, them being on this show, it may get someone who has never heard of them to hear them for the first time,
right,
and may check out their show. That helps them. I enjoy them because they're fun." Okay. And I'm like, "Well, we got to come on your show too."
They're like,
and Gravy's like,
I don't know.
Well, what are we going to talk about? I go, "Well, I don't know, program director. What do we have? We don't plan anything when we come on this show. What you mean? I got to give you like an outline of everything we're going to discuss? Who does that? No one talks like that. You just have a conversation."
Well, I think they want to make sure we don't talk about anything. Well, you know,
like sideways, something dirty. Well, we wouldn't do that.
No, of course not.
You might. I wouldn't. Well, no, I take it back. I may, but you never know. So they'll be joining us. Joe Paterno, the big Joe Paterno celebration is this week. Now, in the early part of the 9 o'clock hour, we have got to get into this because it's just staggering to me how blind and brainwashed these people at Happy Valley are. And we've talked about that before. There was an old lady, I believe this was in New York. I think she's 86, 87.
From the Bronx.
In a wheelchair. An elderly lady that was robbed on videotape. Well, they caught the bad lady who robbed her. And this lady, the way she talked about it on the news, because they caught the lady and she's going to go to prison for a period of time, the bad lady, and her response about what they, I mean, there is no forgiveness. Wait until you hear how she rakes this thief over the coals. Something special about a toothless woman in a wheelchair just lighting up somebody.
I hope she gets jail sexed.
Ron Van Timmeren will be here.
From where does he work?
Celebration Cinemas. No, Celebration Cinema.
There you go.
I actually really did screw that up the first time. That wasn't intentional. Name that movie character is on the horizon for us just prior to that for you to win a pair of passes to Celebration Cinema and see a film on us, you and a guest. Some sad stuff as NASCAR driver Robbie Gordon is there's just a terrible thing that has happened with him. Also, we'll get into this whole business, this controversy, but not really a controversy, about the OK conference and what they had to ban because chanting, because people were using the USA chant as something else. And it seems like the internet locally and, well, nationally, because the Washington Post has kind of been on these stories, has lost their mind. But I don't want people to get confused, because the USA chant being banned at high school football games really has nothing to do with the Betsy Ross flag Trump flap. They coincide, but there's really not a connection. And everybody is taking it as that.
And well, when MLive posts the story and they put the picture of him on there, kind of sends a wrong message.
There has been, and everybody has done that. Every news account that I've watched on TV, every written report has put the Betsy Ross flag, Trump flag images along with this. The stories are not mixed, and everybody is taking it like that, and it's caused them to really not read what the OK conference was doing it for, and has elevated this to yet another so-called slight or flap against America. It's not, all right? It's not. We'll get into that a little bit. I rarely comment on these, but when I saw Tyler yelling online, I'm like, what is happening here?
Well, that's tradition, isn't it?
Tyler, you usually shout on social media in all caps on the weekend, but you started early this weekend.
Yeah, my weekend starts a little bit early this week, okay. So.
You got to follow Tyler on Twitter if you want to see some really misguided yelling at Easy Done. At Easy Done. You can at least follow him and just mute him. That often goes.
And make him feel good.
That's how you do it. Can people tell if you've muted them on Twitter? Can they see that? Because I
don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that's the point, though, right? Mute.
Well, yeah, if you make them feel well and then you mute them.
There you go.
Because I only follow.
Tyler, I'm going to follow you and then mute you, okay?
The people I follow are I use constructively for the show, like the news outlets, the AP, Deadspin, presidential candidates, just to see what they're thinking. And I don't really follow any listeners or anything. But people are like, give me a follow back. I'm like, well, what does that even mean? So what if I'm following you?
Yeah, I don't want to see your stuff.
Yeah, because then what that does is then I have to sift more through my feed in order to get useful information that I use for the show, right? I don't want to see what Ron and Kalamazoo had for dinner and how good his tomatoes are this year. I don't want to.
A good tomato, though, is a really good thing.
I'm not interested in Ron's plans to can those tomatoes the following weekend.
No good.
So that's why I'm not going to follow you. I use Twitter as a tool. When we come back, Art Prize is next week. Are you a fan of Art Prize?
I am not a fan of Art Prize.
Really?
There's too many people.
You like, don't like to just wander around with a carnival-like atmosphere, see things, get some food.
What happens is there are these people that come into the city one time a year and don't know how to use crosswalks. So you're just kind of stuck in traffic there for much longer than you need to be. Well, so just look at the damn sign, cross where you're supposed to.
Why don't you? Yeah, but aren't you out there walking with them at all?
No. Hell no.
Not even once you would visit your own city.
I mean,
see what's
I visit it every day. Well, I work downtown.
Come on now. I mean, actually take time, 2-3 hours, to walk with Laura, look at 3 or 4 exhibits, and go home. That is not in your wheelhouse.
Have I done it before? Yeah.
And you know,
was it by choice? No.
So that's not your thing.
No, it's
just not your thing.
Not my thing.
I'm not gonna
look at the pictures
you.
Of it. I won't even look at the pictures of it.
Yeah. I'm not judging you. I just trying to get a take of where you are in this. Well, there's a dude who is the guy who's living in the ball. The art prize artist is living in a sphere, and we're going to talk about him. He's going to be in a sphere inside of it for a month. I'm anxious to talk about this. That's coming up next as we do this from the Mapestat.com Bankruptcy Studios, show number 109. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings, the full show, is at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you for the time. Be safe, everybody. I don't know why I said that. Again, recording this on Friday the 15th. I'm 2 days away from the big raise with Mike Ball. Oh, my God. All right. See you, folks. Bye-bye.